For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. February marks the 150th anniversary of a pair of Civil War battles in northern Tennessee. Fort Henry and Fort Donelson fell relatively quickly to Union forces under the direction of Ulysses S. Grant. Dan Maudlin has more in this report.
Dr. Glenn LaFantasy is a Civil War historian at WKU. He says the poor design of Fort Henry contributed to its quick fall from Confederate control.
It probably was one of the most poorly placed and poorly designed fortifications in the Civil War. Sitting there on the river, it was not really meant to impede invasion per se, but it was there simply as a protective device. But it was sited on such low ground that in high water, which included thaws that occur as they still do sometimes in January and February, producing high water, I mean, it was the craziest thing in a peculiar kind of locating of this fort that ultimately met its fate, not only because Grant and the Union troops conquered it, but so too did the Tennessee River conquer it.
Dr. LaFantasy says it's not surprising that Grant moved quickly to take the advantage.
Grant, from the very start, seems to have spotted something. As a Westerner, what we call the Midwest today, Grant was from Ohio, lived in Illinois. As a Westerner, he understood the importance of rivers, rivers for commerce and trade in peacetime, but rivers also as an avenue of invasion.
After taking Fort Henry, Grant moved quickly on Fort Donelson. Dr. Jack Thacker says, although that was called a fort, Donelson was quite different from what many of us would have expected.
Fort Donelson was a hastily cobbled together set of fortifications that they called a fort. Several large guns on a bluff dug in, a wooden palisade around it. To cover it from the land side, it had a series of three trenches. That was all. I mean, it's not like you would think of this citadel. I think the Confederates realized that Henry was not going, especially with Grant's force, was after Henry fell, they had withdrawn everybody out of Henry except for a face-keeping small contingent of 70 men and a few guns, which they fired a few times and then surrendered. But the rest of them had gone to Donelson. They had a meeting in Bowling Green the next day after Henry fell. And I think this is the key to the campaign. Albert Sidney Johnson, who was in command, considered it untenable, very vulnerable. And what he wanted to do was withdraw all of the men at Donelson and move them south so he could use them for a counterattack against the Union, a counterattack which will later take place at Shiloh. At about this time, Beauregard arrives from Virginia, and he gets there, and he immediately says, no, no, we can't do that. We can hold there. And I think against his better judgment, and I think really a big, big mistake, Albert Sidney Johnson finally agrees to compromise.
Dr. Glenn LaFantasy agrees that the real impact of the battles at Fort Henry and Fort Donelson may have been that those battles restricted the number of Confederates who were later able to fight at Shiloh.
It's really important that Grant conquers Donelson and receives the surrender of 12,500 Confederates that are then taken and put in prisoner of war camps. They wait for exchange, but because Shiloh follows relatively closely in April 1862, it means the Confederates don't have those 12,000 men as part of their force. That, just crunching the numbers, means that there's a possibility that one of the reasons the Confederates ultimately lost on the second day of Shiloh, April 7th, 1862, was because they didn't have these forces.
The battles for Fort Henry and Fort Donelson were fought February 6th through February 16th of 1862. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Maudlin.